Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
You said you're from Odisha, but you've got your voter ID card transferred to Bangalore.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Because you thought it'll be difficult to keep going back for the elections and vote in Odisha?
Yeah, that was one reason. And second reason is obviously I'm staying in Bangalore, so I should have the right to elect the candidate from this place, right?
Fair enough. I believe you've been pestering people.
Yeah. In office, I always like ask people whether they have their name in the voters list. If they don't have, then ask them why they don't have it here. Then a lot of people say that, okay, it's in my hometown, but I won't be able to go.
And yeah. Yeah.
You can just fill a form and it hardly takes a few days to get it transferred. So don't give this excuse.
I'm 100% in sync with Shaurya. Bahane 100 hain, lekin karne ke bahane 101 hain. Now, if you know you stay in a different city and you can't go back for the elections during April and May, just get it transferred to Bangalore. If you know that you can go, use those few days to go vote, not to take a vacation off somewhere. The Election Commission of India has appointed me as the election ambassador, the ambassador for youth in Bangalore. I believe you are youth. Age is just a number. We're all very young in our mind, our soul and our heart. So, is bar, vatan, dabayega button.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.